I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
Dave, have you ever committed a crime that you haven't been caught for?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I do tell.
Besides speeding, which I basically never do. But, you know, I did set Ponds Park on fire.
Ooh, you were a juvenile.
When I was 12.
Okay, let's say you were 18 years old and using your brother's, you said you were his brother's?
Yep.
Illegal.
It was his secret stash.
His secret stash that he bootlegged from Wyoming.
Yep.
You were 18 years old and you lit the park on fire. You would have probably, well, you knowing you, you would have admitted guilt.
Very guilty. Yes. I admit it to this day.
Let's say you were convicted of a misdemeanor.
Okay.
In that case, and now you are 43 years old, almost 44.
6.
You're almost 46. When did that happen? You grew up. 46. Okay. Let's say that was still on your record. Let's say it was, I don't know what a misdemeanor is, lighting fireworks and then burning down the park. But let's say that was still on your record at the age of 46. Would you find, it would probably be hard for you to get a job.
No.
You don't think so?
I can't imagine.
So, the discussion, the reason I asked you this.
I mean, maybe a felony, but like I don't think any employer is going to be like, oh, you were a dumb 18-year-old? All right.
Well, so people across the nation and even in Utah are expunging their records or trying to expunge their records, which means make those disappear, essentially, out of public sight. Because there's these new clean slate laws. And they are popping up in more and more states. And I want to talk about that with you and also legal expert Greg Skordas.
It'll be interesting because I do want to know. I haven't studied this out of how much of an impact something like that, these minor infractions, really play into people getting jobs or being able to rent apartments. I'll be interested to learn because I'm sure Greg knows all about this and how much impact there really is.
And there is a very lengthy investigative report, an article in the Deseret News. They've got a ton of details. Here's what stood out to me. 33% of adults in the United States and more than 700,000 people in Utah have a rap sheet, a criminal record, according to the report in the Deseret News. Greg, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. And it's unfortunate because, as you guys have been talking about, that rap sheet stays with you for life unless you do something about it. We have expungement laws that are in place, but people wrongly think that their record just automatically gets cleaned up at some period of time, and it doesn't. And that's what these clean slate laws are designed to help with, so that a conviction can fall off your record after some period of time, if you've done everything you're supposed to do to clean up your record.
Now, are we talking about felonies? Are we talking about misdemeanors? All crimes? What are we talking about?
We're talking about all crimes. Well, we're talking about felonies and misdemeanors. There are certain crimes that will never come off that are crimes of violence, sex crimes, domestic violence-related offenses, even misdemeanors in that realm. So it's not an open book of cleaning up your record. These are nonviolent offenders who have shown the sustained periods of of a crime-free behavior, drug-free behavior, probation-free behavior, and I'm talking about extended periods. We're not talking a couple of months or a couple of years. We're talking, in some cases, 5 or even 10 years before this your record can get cleaned up. But it seems to me, and it seems fair, that our legislature is looking at ways to help people who have done everything they can to clean up their record, to make that process more simple.
But Greg, if I'm an employer and, you know, someone's been caught, you know, embezzling or theft or burglary or something like that, I may not ever want to forgive them or take the chance, even if they have had, you know, a few years of good behavior or even several years of good behavior.
And that's the problem, Dave. It really is, because people can change. People do change. And our statutes allow for an expungement. They allow for people to clean up their records. And it's not easy. It's not something that is simple to do. It takes many years. And in some cases, maybe employers or landlords or schools don't really have to know what you did 20 years ago when you were 18. They don't have to be able to hold that against you when you've shown that you've turned your life around. So, a way to clean up a person's record is a way to get them furthered in society, get them working, get them supporting the rest of us.
The Deseret News article and the reporter Dennis Romboy highlighted Pennsylvania, which has really led out on its clean slate law and led the country in sealing criminal records. And Greg, I think the number in the Deseret News was somewhere around 36 million criminal cases in Pennsylvania have been sealed so nobody can look at them. Now, as you said, these are not crimes of violence. These are what we consider maybe lower level crimes. Can you, because I know you are intimately involved in, you know, clean slate legislation here in Utah or have knowledge about it, talk about what we're doing here in Utah and how people are able to clean up their criminal records right now, or at least seal them.
Okay, so the expungement laws have been in existence forever, and I'll try to make this brief. And we've tried to tweak the expungement laws a little bit with respect to drug court and some of the specialty courts where a person can show sustained sobriety and sustained ability to keep their record clear. And we've allowed a little bit more of a clear path to get an expungement if a person can complete these type of programs. What Clean Slate does is take it one step further and say, look, you don't have to apply for an expungement. You don't have to go through that expensive, time-consuming process. If you've been crime-free and you've done everything you would otherwise have had to do to get an expungement, let's go ahead and process that without going through the time and expense of filing and getting records checked and that type of thing. Let's go through people's history and decide what cases can be removed from their criminal record.
So it would be automatic?
Correct.
Like a computer program would just wipe it clean?
Right. And what we did, Debbie, the other day was we had 1,000 cases that the computer had looked at, and we had a group that went through all of those cases individually to see whether or not the computer was right in its assessment that certain cases could be removed from a record. And I'll admit there were some bugs in the system, and we're trying to work those out. But, yeah, I think there's going to be a streamlined way to help some people, not a lot, but some people clean up their records.
Does this hurt police as they're trying to do their jobs?
No, I think it helps police. I really do. I mean, I don't think it helps a police officer who's in the field to know that some 40-year-old that they've pulled over had a DUI 20 years ago. I don't think that's relevant to anything that they're doing, nor should it be. People can change and people can show change. So police can certainly look into things, and even expunged records can be accessed by some law enforcement for certain purposes. But in others, it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to taint the officer's perception of the individual that they're dealing with because of something they did decades earlier.
Greg Skordis, thank you so much for joining us.
Straight ahead, Dave, we're going to talk about another article in the Deseret News. What do you use to bribe your kids to behave? Hold that thought. I know you use something. Look at, you're ready to tell me what it is. Hold that thought. Okay. It better not be an electronic device with a video game on it. Deseret News reporter Lois Collins is going to call in straight ahead next to explain why you're making things worse if you're giving them an electronic device with a video game on it.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.